scissors to put in your hands. Again, call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get our website, saveus.org, and become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone from the Las Vegas. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's a joy to be on.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. And, of course, we're going through Pastor Billy's treatise on the final countdown, certainly the prophetic times we're living in. And if you haven't heard these, we carry them. Certainly, we're up through, I think we're in, I don't know which one we're going to be doing tonight, but we have eight sets, and each one with four or five different DVDs in it. So there's a very good overview of certainly what's going on, information you're not going to get elsewhere. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story.
Well, you know, again, just before, coming on tonight, I was just finishing up some research, and it's just amazing what's going on in the world, and, a statement here by Pope Francis is assuring atheists that you don't even have to believe in God to go to heaven.
And I think that's such an important thing. You don't have to believe in God to go to heaven. I mean, what is Pope Francis thinking of making a statement like that? And then wanting to unite all of the religions of the world together because we all worship the same God. I mean, this doesn't really make sense, but you go right ahead.
Well, and that's just it, Dr. Monteith. It's people take a look at these statements and are just blown away by them. By these entities and world figures, and rightly so. And it makes no sense unless you realize that the Bible says in the last days we're headed for a one-world religion. And in order to pull off a one-world religion, this is the kind of, if you will, insane behavior that you're going to have to start to display to pull all the religions together, everybody on the planet. I mean, even to the point where an atheist is okay, it's crazy. Another statement that he had made that caused quite the ruckus was if a person's gay, then who is he to judge? And that's another lie that's come down the pike that as Christians that we have no right to judge anyone, and maybe later in the broadcast they'll demonstrate that that's not at all what the Scripture teaches. But again, you need that basis to form a one-world religion. Just real quick, just came across another one. At the time that the world is heading fast into a one-world religion, the church is going down the tubes. It's crazy. I just came across it's getting so bad now. I guess, I don't know, to drum up attendance or something, but they actually have launched, I got the video of the news report, of a church in Virginia. They're now an official nude church. And so you can go to this church service, and everybody's in the nude. Somehow that's supposed to draw you deeper to God. Absolutely insane. It's all going on right now. Again, none of it makes sense unless you know the game plan. And the only place you can get the game plan is in the Bible. And the Bible says you're going to see the church go down the tubes, you're going to see the world getting more wicked, and out of that, you're going to see the rise of a one-world religion. And that's where we're at today. Revelation 13 clearly talks about that, that it's a religion that you don't want to be a part of. It's going global, and it's centered around the Antichrist. And there in Revelation 13, I think at least four different times, it says, and they will worship the beast. They'll worship the beast. He gets all authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All inhabitants of the earth are going to worship the beast. So we know we're headed towards this global worship. The Bible warns, though, this is something you don't want to have a part of. It might sound good, it might feel good, it might tickle your ears, and certainly be politically correct, but it is satanic, and you better run as far as you can and as fast as you can away from that system. before it's too late.
And we really are involved in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen. This whole idea of Satanism, I mean, it sounds so abstract, you know, it's something interesting, but it's not abstract. These forces are real. There really are people who go right along with this. You see this manifested in the wars. You know, why would you fight a war? It was killed 60 to 80 million people, the Second World War, and then not go after Adolf Hitler. I mean, we've talked about elsewhere about what happened to Hitler after the war, but the information you're never going to get through regular channels. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Billy is simply saying that this effort to suddenly unite the religions of the world, you can tell it that they use code words. They're not going to tell you what they're really up to. They use the term interfaith. Isn't it interfaith certainly important, you know, and we need to have more interfaith discussions? And then, of course, how do you justify uniting all the varied religions of the world? Well, we all face the same threat, that is acidic global warming. Well, now it's pretty hard to convince people that we have global warming when we have all this terrible ice storm. So now it's climate change, and of course the climate change comes about because of global warming. If you don't believe that, why, obviously you don't understand the science. And ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, when you control the media and you can say things over and over again, it doesn't matter how ridiculous they are. People will believe. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, they're hitting it from a couple different angles. You know, if you don't buy into the global warming lie and, you know, threaten people and scare people and like, oh, no, the planet's going to blow up. So it's up to all the religions to, if you will, put their arms down and get along to get together. If you don't fall for that one, then they've come out with another lie. And people still repeat it today, and it's not true. And that is all religion. Religion are the main cause of wars, and that's not true. When you actually do the homework and you take a look at the statistics of what actually causes war, what you find is man slash politics is the main cause of war, not religion. And but again, it's another lie just to get people like, oh yeah, I guess, you know, if the planet's going to blow up, we need to work together, or if we're going to blow each other up, I guess we better work together and just say that we can all get along. And which, again, is what they're utilizing. But, again, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I've noticed that not only world leaders around the world are promoting this. I mean, you got people like Prince Charles. You got, of course, Al Gore. You got Oprah Winfrey on the media. She's promoting it. You got the secular news industry. Certainly got the stuff that's going on in the Vatican. You got people, believe it or not, Muslims, people of just about every quote-unquote religion that's buying into this thing, except Orthodox Christianity, and that's because we can't deny what Jesus says, that he's the only way, so you can't go along with it. And but again, what they're also, I've noticed that they're using is, and they've been using for a while now, is a certain crisis event is how they're getting people to work together. You know, they'll take an atrocity and they'll just say, see, this is why we all got to partner together. And the first one that I noticed that overtly was being used as an excuse to get people used to all religions blending together was way back as far as 9/11. And I'll never forget that event, and that's a whole other topic in and of itself. But immediately I began to see that after that event, that even back then President Bush was saying that this was a spiritual event with spiritual implications. And I think what he was hinting at, if you will, started to happen a few days later at the services held for 9/11. At Washington Cathedral, and you can probably go on YouTube, I guess, and pull up even some of the video clips from that. But if you look at that, quote, service for 9/11, you saw all kinds of things. You saw, quote, clerics from Christianity, you saw Judaism, you saw Islam. You saw all these different religions in their full regalia, folks, and which was not only odd, okay, in the United States, but then they were fully unanimous that, quote, we all worship the same God. And I remember, I don't know if people were still in shock and awe of that event. It's like, is nobody watching this? This is kind of freaky. What's going on here? And then, of course, Oprah Winfrey, she continued with her own little service at, quote, prayer service at Yankee Stadium, and to listen to words of wisdoms and prayers from all different kinds of religions. She had again, supposed Protestant preachers, you had Catholic cardinals, you had Eastern Orthodox, you had Islamic imams, you had the Jewish rabbis, the Hindu clerics. And but what's interesting is, if you pay attention, strangely, there was a certain group of people who were omitted from these services, and that was the evangelical Christian fundamentalists, okay, who will not and cannot go against John 14:6, that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Okay, and the reason why is because what's going to happen with these people is they're the resistors, and they need to be taken out. And we deal with that also as well. Where this is headed, anybody who resists this one world system, Revelation 17 talks about the harlot, the one world system, and it clearly says that she's a violent woman, if you will, and she is drunk with the blood of God's people, and she goes out and slaughters them. And I've been warning people ever since 9/11. That was the other thing I noticed with that event. Not only an excuse to draw the religions around the planet, you know, working together for peace, you know, but also I saw that it became an excuse to start to use propaganda against the evangelical Christian who won't go along with this. And the first step that they did, if you guys recall, right after 9/11, what did they do? I mean, everybody's attitude from the media was, hey, we need to go hunt down those Muslim terrorists, and we need to annihilate them, show no mercy, we need to get rid of those folks, and et cetera, blah, blah, because they took the blame for it. But what concerned me even back then was, whoa, wait a second. Notice in the media the terminology that they're using on these people that everybody says you need to go annihilate and get rid of, okay? And that was, these were Muslim fundamentalists. These were right-wing extremist Muslims, et cetera. And what concerned me way back then, Dr. Monteith, was, wait a second, that's the same terminology that they're using on evangelical Christianity. And way back then, I began to warn, says, hey, you better pay attention, because they're starting to use the same terminology on the same group of people that everybody's saying we need to annihilate, get rid of, on United Evangelical Christian. And it's only a matter of time that they're going to make us look like the bad guy. And that's exactly what is happening now. Anybody who has the audacity to say, and we're not making it up, we're just quoting what Jesus said, that Jesus is the only way to heaven, what? Pay attention to the news. Pay attention to the media. What are they saying about it? You guys are extremists. You're fundamentalists. You're a danger. You're a threat. You know, you're the kind of people that blow up buildings. You're the kind of people that are the reason for all these wars. And we'll never have peace. We need to do something with you. Folks, I'm telling you, it's already begun. The evangelical Christianity is now becoming the next enemy. And again, we go in much greater detail of their plan because I think it is a plan. And part of what's helping this to happen is you would think that the church in mass would rise up against this and defend this attack on just bare bones Christianity. That Jesus, the good news is that he's provided a way to heaven. He's the only way to heaven. But the church isn't. And that's because not only has the world been infected with this lie of a one world religion, but so has the church. And the buzzword that's in the world that is the word for one world religion, interfaith, there's also a buzzword they use in the church, which when you hear in the church, you need to plan it for what it is. And it also means one world religion, and that is the term ecumenicalism. So the code word they use in the world is interfaith. The code word they use in the church to bring down the church, to get the church to go along with the one world religion, is ecumenicalism. And ecumenicalism, you know, the bare bones definition of that isn't a bad term. You know, it just simply means an organized attempt to bring about the cooperation and unity of all believers. Now, in a Christian
sense, but of course, they're talking about Christian believers. Really, when we talk about ecumenical, isn't that usually Christian faith?
Well, that's what it's supposed to be, but they've changed the terminology, and now it means literally all believers, okay? I mean, that's everybody, and people who don't even believe in Jesus Christ, no matter what they believe, whether they believe in Jesus or not, whether they think there's another way to heaven, etc., it doesn't matter. Now it's all about unity, okay? So it's gone way beyond the original terminology, and yet people don't do their homework, even the church, and they'll say, yeah, you're right, we all just got to get along. And folks, this is a serious movement. This is something that I was a part of before I became a Christian. God had mercy on me. I was in that camp. These are real people, real entities. They're really pushing for this right now around the world, and it's escalating, okay? And just an easy demonstration of this, this is just one entity, okay? But you can go to URI.org, the United Religions Initiative, and you can see, folks, that these guys have been working for quite some time. And again, this is just one entity. There's a lot of different entities that are working towards that same goal. And but these guys are all over the planet, a multitude of different continents, and they're working at combining the religions, Baha'i, Christian, Muslim, Jew, Buddhist, Sikh, Hindu, all around the world. And again, a lot of that is their mantra is, you know, we all have to work together so we don't blow up the planet, or we don't blow each other up. This is the pathway to peace. You know, we got to create one neighborhood, one community, one region at a time. That's their little phrase. And what they do is they suck people into it by taking, in the church, they by taking Scripture out of context, you know. And one of them that they do is they say, well, don't you know the Bible says we all just need to love one another? Well, yeah, the Bible does say that. In fact, that's a quote from Jesus in John 13, and he does say that. He says, you know, a new command I give you, love one another. Okay? And by all this, all men will know you're my disciples if you love one another. Okay? And now the problem with that is Jesus isn't saying that we join hands and link with anyone and everyone, including people of different faiths, and so that peace will come to the planet. First of all, peace is not coming to this planet until Jesus, the Prince of Peace, comes back to the planet at his second coming. This is part of the seven-year tribulation. It actually starts off with a false peace. The Revelation chapter 6, the first seal, the white horse rider, the Antichrist ushers in the seven-year tribulation, Daniel 9:27, making a peace treaty with the people of Israel for 7 years. Tribulation starts with that event, and he strides on in on his white horse, and he, you know, the world, you know, thinks he's the best thing ever, and he's brought peace, but it's short-lived because the next judgment that comes, the sealed judgment, is the Red Horse Rider, and war breaks out, and it just goes downhill from there. And so he's going to dupe the world into thinking that if they all just come together with him and they can worship him and be a part of his system, and, you know, then everything's going to be great. We just got to love one another and just blend all the religions together. And the Bible says you better not do that. First of all, it's not true. It's the pathway to hell. But second of all, it's part of the Antichrist kingdom, and it's mankind's worst nightmare on earth.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're moving very rapidly towards this unification of the religions, towards this one world government, one world religion, and of course the coming of this one world monetary system. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Billy is just talking about this idea that judge not and be ye not judged. And certainly when the Pope had made comments about, certainly, who is he to judge homosexuals? Well, we should judge. In fact, the Bible tells us we should judge, but we have to judge justly. We have to use the proper foundation for our judgment, and that has to be based upon what it says in the Word of God. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, to continue what Paul says, he says, if you got disputes about such matters, appoint as judges, so appoint judges, even men of little account, in the church. And he says, I say this to shame you. They weren't doing it, in other words. He said, is it possible there's nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers? And so according to the Bible, and that's just a couple passages, but even from Jesus, we are supposed to be judging. And in essence, it's really technically not us judging. We're just reporting the judgment of God, because God is the one who determines right and wrong. So in that aspect, I'm not really judging, but I am reporting the judgment of God. But we have to stand up for that as representatives of God or as ambassadors of Christ. Okay? And even back in Matthew 7, when Jesus says, do not judge or you too will be judged, again, if you read the context, it's the same thing as John 7 when he says, stop judging by mere appearances, make a right judgment. Okay? He's talking about a hypocritical judgment. The people don't read the rest of the passage. Don't stop at just the first verse in chapter 7. Keep reading. And he's talking about a hypocritical judgment, where somebody's judging somebody of something when they're guilty of doing the very same thing. In other words, the one person's got a log in their own eye, the text says. The other person's only got a speck of dust. And he says, you hypocrite. I mean, here you are. You're doing the exact same thing. In fact, you're doing it even worse, and then you're going to take it this guy's full of speck. But if you keep reading, even that, he doesn't say, don't ever judge. He says, first get rid of your log, your hypocrisy, then you can rightly judge to remove the speck from the brother's eye. So that text doesn't even say you shouldn't judge. Again, it's just the opposite. Jesus says you're going to judge, but make sure you're not a hypocrite. Get your facts straight so you can make a righteous judgment. And again, it's not us judging. We're reporting the judgment from the one who made the law, i.e. God, just like a judge, okay? He decides on cases. He's a judge, okay? Is it wrong to have a judicial court? Is it wrong for us to have to go before a judge if we shouldn't judge? Well, let's get rid of all that whole thing. It's crazy. We know that that's needed in our society in civil cases and just societal matters, but you don't think it carries over in spiritual matters? And the judge, when he's up there, making the decisions, his job is to uphold the law. So he's not really judging it. He's supposed to be upholding the law and making sure that the law is enforced. And it's the same thing for the Christian. We didn't make up the law. God made up the law. We're not the ones determining right and wrong. God determines right and wrong. We're just reporting the judgment. It doesn't mean you just sit there. Besides, it's crazy for us to say that, you know, hey, we just got to accept anything and everything. Okay? I mean, think about that. Put that to the test. Okay? You know, are you going to say that a person, let's say that they have a value, okay, in life, and that their value is to molest their children, okay? Am I not supposed to judge that? Am I supposed to accept that? Am I supposed to love that and cherish that as a wonderful thing? No, that's crazy. Okay? But that's what the world says. You can't judge. You can't judge. Okay, but what if it was another person's value to teach their children to steal for a living, or a mother's value to encourage her daughter into prostitution, or a father wants to, hey, son, I want to teach you a great lesson in life, let me teach you how to abuse women. Do we not judge that? We just have to keep our mouths shut? We don't say anything? And what's crazy, folks, when it comes to, quote, religious issues, believe it or not, some religions on the planet, if you do your homework, do teach that. And I'm not supposed to say anything? I'm not supposed to stand up for people being treated like that. Some religions treat women as prostitutes. They force them into a subservient lifestyle. They even kill them if they don't like them. I'm supposed to not judge that? I can't say anything? It's ridiculous. Some cultures today, folks, the religious cultures, they will chop people's hands off for stealing, and they'll chop their heads off for disagreeing. So am I supposed to just keep a mouth shut? I can't judge that. I can't say nothing. It's crazy. Besides, it's true biblical Christianity that has freed people historically from these tyrannous belief systems that I just told you by providing a standard of right and wrong. I'm not making up the right and wrong. God is. But but I uphold what he says, just like a judge in court. I'm not making this up, but it is ludicrous, it's insane, and when you put it to the test, even logically and common sense, the most ridiculous statement that says you shall not judge because we have a whole court system that does just that, and people are guilty of all kinds of behavior that we find atrocities, which the very act of saying it's an atrocity is a judgment. It is okay to judge, you just need to do it right and without hypocrisy.
Certainly, and of course our guest is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're talking certainly about the things that are going on today and how they're altering the beliefs of the church. And the tragedy is that so many of our churches and denominations are going along with it. It's almost as if the world has gone mad.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly they've changed a lot of our terminology. They just simply rewritten things, and certainly at one time we were to be tolerant, but certainly you were not to tolerate immoral things. But now they've certainly said that certainly if you are judgmental at all, why, of course, you're being unchristian. And ladies and gentlemen, why are we required to be discerning in what's going on? And if we see something wrong, to speak out against it. But it's not our view, it's God's view, and if God has said it's wrong, it is wrong, and not something that we can certainly be constantly negotiating or trying to alter or accepting, knowing it's wrong. Well, right now, before we go on, Pastor Billy, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your ministry? We do carry certainly your DVDs, but how could people get in touch with you and your ministry if they'd like to?
Sure. You can reach us at our main teaching website at getalifemedia.com. That's G-E-T-A-L-I-F-E-M-E-D-I-A.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you're welcome to join us for studies live at sunriselv.com. Sunrise LV is in Las Vegas, Sunrise Baptist Church. Or you can just search my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that should take you where you need to go.
And that's really the easiest thing. You just look up Billy Crone on the Internet. You'll get to his website and all sorts of fascinating material. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, again, with the tolerance, it's bad enough that they want us to say that all people's values, beliefs, and lifestyles and claims of truth are equal to our own. But they add a very dangerous phrase, and that is they demand praise. What they mean is this, that they not only want our permission to believe, live, do whatever they want to do, they demand our praise. And if we don't value their lifestyle, their claim to truth as equal to our own from our heart, then we're a bigot and we're, quote, intolerant. Okay, that's the new definition of tolerance. And if you look at some of the social issues going on today, certainly with homosexuality, it's not just you can't even disagree anymore. If you don't say it's perfectly fine with you, then you're a bigot, you're intolerant, and you're going to go to jail for a hate crime. That's exactly what's happened today. They switched the terminology on folks. Tolerance doesn't mean what it used to mean. It's a whole new definition to pave the way for anything goes, including anybody's belief on religion.
And you know, one of the things is, if you care about somebody and you know what they're doing is wrong, it's going to be harmful, you have an obligation to tell them. One out of every three lesbians is going to get breast carcinoma. The regular figure is about one in eight women, but one in three the lesbians will get breast carcinoma. And if you care about women, you're going to tell them the lesbian lifestyle is not healthy. And certainly male homosexuals die much younger than their counterparts who are not homosexuals, those who are heterosexuals. And if you care about homosexuals, and many of them are very nice people, but you have to tell them what they're doing is wrong, and certainly it's wrong, certainly from a moral and from a healthy point of view, and certainly God disapproves of it, and so should you. And a lot of them will be, if they'll be honest with you, they'll tell you they hate what they're doing. But of course, they don't know how to get out of this. They're addicted to their lifestyle. And I think a lot of them really appreciate it when you do show that you care. And caring means you're going to tell them what they're doing is wrong. But go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, you know, just as a side note, too, Dr. Montes, on that aspect, you know, I have a very good friend who came out of that choice, homosexuality. And he was in the thick of it, and he was a former male homosexual prostitute, heroin addict, living on the streets of San Francisco, selling his body down there in that. And he recalls he became a born-again Christian, and God gave him a new heart, new mind, new life, new start. And he, one thing, if you want to get him riled up, is to take this politically correct stance. Because he would sit there, and he says, long before he became a Christian, as you stated, Dr. Monteith, he stated that he couldn't stand it. He wanted out. And it was just, he wanted out. He was depressed, he wanted out. He said, but what kept him in it longer, he said, was two things. He said the people in the world that were his friends, they would say, when he'd start saying, you know, I don't think this is right, I'm not happy, something's wrong, it's not, you know, they would sit here on the one side of them in the world, and they would say, well, what are you worried about? You know, nothing's wrong with it. And then, he said, on the other camp, he would have some friends that were saying that they were Christian. And then he'd express the same thing. I can't stand it, I don't like it anymore, I want to get out. And then they would look at him, and they would sit there and say, well, what are you worried about? God made you that way. And so he, from his own lips, he says, I probably stayed in it. And it was a nightmare for him. I probably stayed in it many more years than I needed to, because all people were telling me either don't worry about it or you're stuck that way. And it left him with no hope. And he was just radically became a Christian all by himself. But you want to get him riled up? You go this route and say that you can't say anything about it. Because he knows of that group that a lot of them are extremely unhappy. And that's what the Bible says. The Bible says, yeah, sin is fun for a season, okay? But then after a while, here comes the payday, and you reap what you sow. and it begins to destroy you. And again, as you stated, Dr. Monteith, how is it loving? I mean, what kind of a friend is that? If you know that a person's engaged in a behavior and a pathway that is going to shorten their life, that is going to destroy their life statistically, and ruin them, and could even kill them, and you don't say nothing, and you just smile at them and give them a hug as they head towards destruction, I don't want friends like that. That's not love. But again, that's what they have done. They have taken good biblical terminology like love and what tolerate used to mean, and ecumenical, and they've twisted them to mean something completely different and, frankly, unloving, and something that's just completely twisted. And again, to show you how much this has impacted the church, guys, this is what's crazy. Okay, I got this stat. And believe it or not, historically, the number one quoted verse in the Bible has historically always been John 3:16. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's just quoted at, you know, the placards at football games and sporting events and all that stuff. And, you know, it's this historically, everybody, you know, quote, knows John 3:16. Now, believe it or not, folks, it's not that anymore. The number one verse quoted from Christian, young people, non-Christians, whatever people want to quote the Bible, the number one verse now is Matthew 7:1, out of context, by the way, judge not that you be judged. Why? Because this is how far this lie has gone. The moment you make a judgment, you're saying there's a hierarchy, and that makes you a bigot. You're intolerant, and that makes you stand against the number one virtue in culture, this new definition of tolerance. And so if you really think about this, this is why true Christians, evangelical Christians, are now going to become the next public enemy number one. Because Christian love, true Christian love, like you said, Dr. Monteith, who loves people enough to warn them, who loves them enough to speak up if they are headed in a dangerous route, that's true Christian love. That is now going against the number one virtue of culture, and the two cannot coexist, okay? And Christian love, as crazy as this sounds, folks, this is where we're heading. Christian love is the number one enemy of the number one virtue of tolerance. They cannot coexist, and what's going to happen is they are going to start to take the Christians out. We've documented this clearly with the way that they're going to begin to silence people who don't go along with this new definition of tolerance is the hate crime issue, and that has really gone in force with this latest administration and has gone by the side of where it is now going to become a hate crime to not just disagree and have a different position on the homosexual stance. If you don't, again, praise it from your heart and accept it and embrace it, now you're guilty of a hate crime. And those are happening, folks. They're already happening in Europe and in Canada, and they're starting to happen here in the United States. And what's going to happen is then eventually they're going to turn around and say that if you don't interpret the Bible the way that we say it needs to be interpreted, which is out of context and twisted, then you're going to be guilty of not just a hate crime, but you will have turned the Bible into hate literature. And so my, you know, guess, if you, I'm not saying I'm a prophet nor the son thereof, but what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing Christians hauled away for standing on true Christian love, because now that's become evil. And then you're going to start seeing Bibles being taken away, the Bible's being rewritten today. There's a whole multitude of, quote, new versions out there that are completely perverted. You can get the feminist version that actually says that instead of Jesus the Christ, it's Judith the Christ, and that she, bearing her cross, was crucified. It's blasphemy. There's a guy who's actually working on a homosexual Bible. Instead of Adam and Eve, it's two women. And it's just crazy, folks. And so the traditional Bible, my guess, is eventually going to be banned. And that's the world that we're headed for. Because Christian love, Christian truth, and Jesus' statement that he's the only way to heaven will not coexist with a one-world religion. And Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, this was at a church in Texas called the Northwoods Church, and they're all gathering together because we just need to understand one. Well, what's there to understand? you either got the right way or you got the wrong way. Okay? And then it, let me give you some more examples. Representatives of the Jewish, the Catholic, Protestant, Baha'i, Mormon, Sikh, even Druids and Muslims are all reading different portion of their religious texts, including from the Quran, and saying that we all got to live in harmony. And again, and they're all uttering in unison, you know, let there be peace on earth, let it begin with me. This is not just in the world, this is in, quote, churches. There's a bishop right now who is urging Christians to call God Allah. And he says, well, if we do that, which, oh, excuse me, by the way, the God of the scripture, the Bible, is, excuse me, not the same as the God of Allah. But he's saying we got to go ahead and do that because this is going to help ease tension, okay? And then there's the new movement in the, quote, Christian church, or should I say professing church, and it's a movement to celebrate religious diversity in the church on Pentecost Sunday, okay? And they're called progressive churches or progressive Christians. And what they do is they thank God for religious diversity. Quote, we don't claim that our religion is superior to all others. Wait a second. What do you do, supposed Christian church, a follower of Christ, with the words of Christ in John 14:6 that says, he is the way and the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by him. I didn't say that. He did. And yet in the church, quote unquote, you're saying that you don't claim that Jesus' way is the only way. It's not. This is happening, folks, in the church, okay? And they call it Pluralism Sunday, and it's being promoted all over the place. And they say that they believe that Pluralism Sunday is an opportunity for progressive churches to reach some of the many people who are, quote, listen to this. Progressive churches is an opportunity for them to reach some of the many people who are turned off by Christianity because of the exclusivist claims that some Christians make about it. I'm not making the claim Jesus is, you know, Christians, follower of Christ. He's the only way. But they say we're literally backhanding Jesus, calling him a liar, and we're just going to change it. You know, he says he's the only way. Hey, that's turning people off. So we're going to reinvent Christianity and say all paths get there. This is supposed to be in the church. It's a movement. Pluralism Sunday. Check it out yourself. And again, it's getting so bad that it's starting to filter downhill. Certain seminaries around the country, folks, are doing the very same thing. Let me give you one example. This is the Claremont School of Theology. This is from the United Methodist. And they've launched a new program to train leaders. And listen to what they say. There are a variety of beliefs regarding exclusivity in each of the traditions. But not all Christians, and not all Jews, and not all Muslims believe that their way is the only way. How can you call yourself a follower of Christ if you call Jesus a liar and that he's the only way? But anyway, they continue on. Christians, Muslims, and Jews will now have the opportunity to take classes together to learn about each other's religious tradition, to study topics that deal specifically with interfaith issues, and to build bridges through coursework that assist them, quote, our society's future religious leaders. So you can expect that in the world, but this is coming in the, quote, church. And the seminaries now are training the future religious leaders, notice they're not pastors even, they're religious leaders, to go along with a one-world religion. It's all happening, folks, right now. In fact, they even have a new movement called Chrislam, and that's where they're trying to merge Christianity with Islam. And you got churches that are hosting this all over the United States, okay? And that we just need to tolerate and respect one another. And they're blending them. They're reading the Quran during the worship, quote, service on Sundays. And in fact, some churches are letting them use their facilities, you know, just kind of swapping the facilities. And I like what one guy had said. He said, what are they thinking? He says, I mean, if the purpose of a church is to push forth the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he's the only way to heaven, and then you got this Muslim group that says Jesus Christ and all the people that follow him are a bunch of infidels who should be essentially obliterated, he says, I got a hard time understanding that. He said, I mean, if a church is nothing more than a facility and a meeting place, free for any and all viewpoints without regard of what it is, then should a church be rented out to show adult movies on the weekend? And he says, I mean, where does it end? How far does it go? Well, we know where it's going to end, and we know where it's going to go. It's all paving the way for a one-world religion, folks. And all this mentality, as crazy as it is, each individual piece doesn't make sense. But if you know where it's headed, religion. It's all happening, folks, before our very eyes. And we really need to get prepared for it. We need to judge. We need to stand on the truth. Because, again, if you love somebody, you love them enough to tell them the truth. If they're in danger, not only of a moral behavior that is destroying them, but certainly if they're on the wrong path to heaven, you're not going to say nothing? I mean, this is eternity on the line. How could you call yourself a friend if you keep your mouth shut and they forever end up separated from God in hell? I don't want friends like that. I don't know about you.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a minute, I guess, with Pastor Billy Crone talking about this move towards the one world religion where we all get along together. And suddenly, but of course, this is not what Jesus taught at all. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Pastor Billy is simply pointing out that the leaders of the Jewish religion, the Muslim religion, yes, and the Christian religion today, I said they are working behind the scenes to bring about this one world religion, and you have your representatives from the other, certainly a religious organization, whether it be Baha'i or Hindu, they're all working certainly behind the scenes. And until you understand that what you're doing or seeing played out today is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy, none of this makes sense. Pastor Billy, we'll really look forward to having you back with us again real soon to continue the discussion.
You bet. Thank you, Dr. Monti.
Good night and God bless. Okay, fine. Well, certainly if you haven't seen Pastor Billy's DVDs, you must get them. And we do carry them. They're not that expensive. These packets will come with five or sometimes six DVDs in it. And basically, of course, there's I think there's about 58 of them. There are eight different sets, so basically there are five or six in. And each one of the sets, and you need to get them, you need to watch them. We start with one. We are already up. We have number eight now. And each one, as I say, with five or six DVDs there. And Pastor Billy certainly doesn't just talk. He has all sorts of film footage, where he gets this footage from across the world. I will never know, but this is fascinating. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed. If you watch his DVDs, Barbara and I watch them regularly when we get done with the programs in the evening. We usually spend an hour watching Pastor Billy, one of his DVDs, and some of them we've seen several times because I learn every time. And you must understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle today, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And Christian civilization is losing out and being replaced by this concept of a one-world government, a one-world financial system. And that's, of course, why they're going to intentionally collapse and destroy our economy and impoverish our people. And then, of course, this one-world religion. So, if you'd like to get our material, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So you can go to our webpage, and we have all these things listed, all the things that we carry that you need to get so that you can be more effective in this battle. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get some of the other things. We have a wonderful 4-CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Malachi Martin was a Franciscan, a priest. He was certainly the confidant of Pope John Paul XXIII. His 4-CD set, you will never look at the world through the same eyes, whether you're a Protestant or Catholic, after hearing this, because you're going to get information on the inside of what's really going on in the Catholic Church. And in fact, he does this Sunday interview on Windswept House. It's a novel, but actually before we did the program, I asked him, is it really true about these satanic ceremonies, these satanic sacrifices they had in the basement of the Vatican, a simulated sacrifice, but time to correspond with a real human sacrifice carried on outside the Vatican? And of course, Pastor Sidney, Father Malachi, assured me that was the case. We're talking about a terrible spiritual battle that's unfolding today, and most people really don't understand that. They look at what's going on from a geopolitical point of view, and yes, certainly it's interesting, but you must understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that battle because they control the media, six major corporations, which tie into the Brotherhood. What's the Brotherhood? It's a worldwide satanic movement. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And then we carry a book on media control. It's called The New Media Monopoly. Now, the gentleman who wrote it, Professor Ben Bagdikian, a liberal college professor, he thinks that the right wing controls the media, but he's wrong. Basically, there are six major corporations he talks of, and he talked of six. That was AOL, Time Warner. Now, they've split up since then. But then you have Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, he was talking about NBC when the book was written. NBC controlled GE controlled NBC. Now it's controlled by Comcast. And then suddenly Rupert Murdoch with his vast holdings. But ladies and gentlemen, you need to get this information because they all tie into the Brotherhood. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. America, land that This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who is a Jewish investigative reporter who spent 30 years over in Israel reporting on the government over there. Of course, eventually he found it was totally corrupt, and of course he did that unforgivable thing. He put out the truth about the corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government, working against the best interests of Israel, and then because of the threats against his life and the actions that were taken against his life and safety, he was forced to come to America, which of course was our advantage, because we try to get him on a weekly basis on one or another of our programs to keep us abreast of what's going on in Israel today, because what is going on in Israel is going to affect every one of you out there in the audience. Israel today is a seething cauldron. It's not a matter of if, but when there's going to be a war over there. There's somewhere between 170,000 and 200,000 missiles aimed at little Israel. I mean, basically, and some of these are very sophisticated missiles, and some of them may very well have gas warheads. So it would not be at all surprised if Syria hadn't transferred gas to Hezbollah, a city which is located primarily in Lebanon. But that whole area is so unstable. And the United States, of course, is financing the rebels who, of course, want to destroy Israel. In other words, we're financing the rebels fighting in Syria who want to destroy Israel. Why are we financing the rebels fighting in Israel, fighting in Syria, who want to destroy Israel? So much of what's going on over there just doesn't make sense if you look at it from a logical point of view. But if you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle and there are powerful spiritual forces at work, why, of course, a lot of this begins to make sense. So without further ado, Barry Shamish, you pick up the story.
Boy, that was some intro. It covered a lot of ground with a lot of gaps in between, but I'm not working for Christian civilization. I'm working for Jewish civilization.
Okay, well, that's fine. Well, let's call it Judeo-Christian civilization.
Works for me.
And basically, Christian civilization did come out of Judaism, and but go right ahead.
Look, I just finished my radio show. I had Daisy Stern on from Hebron. You have never, ever seen a more disruptive interview. We had voices coming in from every which way. We couldn't hear each other. In the middle, she said, enough, I'm going to phone you back. We'll try a different line. It was even worse on the new line. It's scary what's going on in Israel. I mean, really, needless to say, we were interfered with, and that's not paranoia. All right.
You're only paranoid if you imagine people are against you. If they really are against you, why, of course, it's just you realistic to realize it and to say, go ahead.
Well, Daisy is a very, you know, on the one hand, she gets the picture. She knows it. On the other hand, she's got this belief that God is going to bail her out. And we, in that mess of a line we had, I said, Daisy, it didn't work in the 40s. You'd better find another way for this one. This is going to be a battle between you and corruption.
Well, she believes in the God, certainly the God of Judaism, and certainly this is the same God that we all worship. And so basically it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I don't think there's any way that any of the Jews in Israel are going to survive without God's help. And I believe God, I know you're coming from a secular point of view, but many of us certainly do believe that we have a very, and we serve a very powerful God. And here in the United States, we're going to have to rely upon him, just as the Jewish people in this days, he's going to have to rely upon him. Because without God's blessing and protection, why, none of us are going to survive the terrible times that are coming. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and very simply talk about this gentleman. Oh, he's asked if he was arrested, and he was arrested for price tag vandalism, which basically is part of a program that the Shabbat has to force the Jews out of Judea and Samaria. Now, basically, a lot of Jews have their homes in Judea and Samaria, and but you have to understand that certainly the Jews had just certainly captured land, certainly in the various wars they were involved in. They captured the Sinai, but they were still told, look, just give the Sinai back and you can live in peace with the Palestinians and everything will be fine. So they gave back the Sinai.
Well, actually, the Sinai was to live in peace with the Egyptians.
Okay, well, then, of course, then there was Gaza. Why, of course, if you just give back Gaza, why, suddenly everything will be fine. Just, and so they basically suddenly forced the Jews out of Gaza. And there were about 10,000 or something like that. People had lived there 30 or 40 years. They had their
35
home,
to be exact.
Right. And basically, they had their very, very prosperous farms. They suddenly exported their goods all over. These were prosperous, hardworking Jewish people. And they were forced out of Gaza with the idea suddenly that this would lead to peace with the Palestinians. Well, of course, immediately Hamas came in and used Gaza then as a base for lobbing missiles and into Israel. And there's been several military actions there. So basically, all this talk about peace peace. Now, if you just give up land, it's foolish. And now, of course, the next line is, well, if you just give up Judea and Samaria, and the Jews are saying, look, boy, it didn't do any good in the Sinai. It didn't do any good in the Gaza. Why should we give up our homes? I mean, these are our homes. This is where we live. I mean, how many people in the listening audience that want to give up their home because the government said, well, we're going to be able to have peace with the Mexicans, or we're going to be able to have peace with the Chinese, or we're going to be able to have peace. If you'll just give up your home, everything's going to be just fine, and I don't think most of you would believe it. And that's the situation where the Jewish people living in Judea and Samaria are in today. But there's an organized effort to force them out of their homes. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, the Jews don't understand what the game is. You know, that's the biggest problem. They don't believe that other Jews could be doing this to them. And, by the way, they will be evacuated from Judea and Samaria because they're my people, but I have to tell you, Jews, as far as I can see, are the dumbest people in the world. And it's coming. Now, when I talked to Daisy, she got a lot right. Yehuda Landsberg, he was beaten, he was brainwashed, he was deprived, all to get him to confess. But he's not the only one in the last month. Two other Jewish men from Samaria were taken without and deprived of a lawyer. The same thing is happening now. Look, this guy Landsberg, his case is getting around, but it won't make a difference. That's the whole problem. It won't make a difference. The world does not look at injustice to settlers. They don't see it as injustice. They see it as somehow justified. They are so alone. And then she blamed the arrest on leftists. And I said, Daisy, the government is right-wing. It wasn't leftists. It was the Prime Minister Netanyahu. Listen, without Netanyahu's permission, this arrest and all of these outrages wouldn't be taking place. It was a right-wing or consensus arrest. And you know what? You agreed with that.
Well, I think that basically it's so easy to say right and left wing. It's like they have here in the United States. You know, it's right wing, left wing, conservative, liberal, Republican, and Democrat. I don't think it's either one. I think it's traitors who have no alliance to anything. And I think
they have alliances.
But they just certainly not to the right or to the left. They just have this alliance to this internationalist stream.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Look, I'm not going to do a show about Netanyahu's background, but he is all tied up with the Council on Foreign Relations, but that's not for this show. And by the way, Daisy knew that. She brought it up. As much as I could hear, she brought that up as well. They know that their leadership is, well, betraying them. That's not half the story. 10,000 Jews from northern Samaria and Gaza were at gunpoint, forced out of their homes, sent to hotels for a night, given no compensation, and left utterly abandoned. That's what's going to be coming up for Judea and Samaria. And I don't want to go through how can Jews do this to Jews? You know what I think? Maybe Netanyahu is getting pulled a bit. Let's just call it 350,000 of his people. Kerry is demanding that they be removed. I don't know. No matter how crooked and corrupt Netanyahu is and bought and sold, maybe there's an ounce of nationalism, of Judaism, and it's somewhere in his soul. But honest to goodness, I wouldn't trust that. Now, this conversation I had, let's put it this way. the price tag vandalism scandal in Israel to frame Jews. Number one, well, maybe one or two outlets, Arut Sheva, Makor Rishon, are, well, they're posting very damaging information that the so-called Jewish vandals are Arabs staging the vandalism.
Well, could you explain price tag vandalism? Because I don't understand the phrase. What does that have to do with forcing the Jews out of their homes?
You blame them for attacking Arabs.
Okay, in other words, okay, fine. Then basically what you're saying is that the Jews are accused of attacking Arabs. Go ahead.
Yes, that's the whole game. And as I said, those two outlets, Arut Sheva, Makor Rishon, have given pretty darn strong evidence that the Arabs are staging the vandalism to frame the Jews. And look, oh my goodness, in Hebron, that's Daisy City, by the way, Baruch Goldstein, and the massacre that should have gotten rid of her house. This was in 74. The point of the matter is they set up Jews to look like they're committing atrocities. And this is in my books, the Goldstein Massacre of Hebron. That's in numerous of my books, but I got it right. Even in early books like Save Israel, what an ironic title. Look, what I did was journalism, just plain, ordinary, educated, old-style journalism, and I got to the truth of the Hebron massacre. And my goodness, there's so much evidence that people will look at it. The Jew did not shoot the Arabs. The Jew, in fact, well, let's put it this way. The story is so complicated. Read my books.
All right, just for our listeners out there, basically, of course, it was a Jewish, I think he was in the military or the reserves, and he went into certainly a mosque, and supposedly he shot a lot of Arabs, but this wasn't what really happened at all. But they created an atrocity story, and there were a lot of Arabs who were killed, and of course the Jew was eventually killed. But how many Arabs were killed in this so-called atrocity carried out by a Jew, which really wasn't carried out by a Jew, but was some sort of suddenly a staged event?
Oh, you know, Dr. Stan, one night, just let me go through it.
Okay.
People won't believe us if we summarize it.
Okay.
I've got really, really strong evidence, which is one of the reasons I'm in America right now instead of my home. All right. I know what's going on in Israel, and unfortunately, the Emunah Landsberg case is the same old story. The price tag vandalism, so-called scandal, is being promoted by Carmi Gilon. Carmi Gilon used to be the head of the Shabak and was so during the Rabin assassination, which he was, believe me when I say this, working in conspiracy with today's Israeli president, Shimon Peres. Now, if you have any listeners who don't, let's just put it this way. One day we must have a show on Carmi Gilon, I'm sorry. We're summarizing now just to keep up with the times, but I did more than summarize. I exposed him for his role in the Rabin assassination in person, in my books. You know what? I'm getting emotional. This bothers me so much that Israel is so run. And they're not new crooks. They're old-style labor Zionist crooks. And these dumb Israelis. Look, Yehuda Landsberg's wife, who was, okay, I hear the music. We'll
you go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop. Go ahead.
She was, after 2 weeks of being deprived of even knowing where her husband was, she wrote a letter to him with this hopeful, dumbfounded, the woman asked, how can you call my husband a terrorist? How can the Shabak forbid me from seeing him when he's not a terrorist? What is she appealing to? She doesn't understand the rules of the game, and they keep making the same mistake.
Well, they're not mistakes, but anyway, we'll be back in just
a moment.
I guess it's Barry Sammis right here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Barry simply talking about how to went in and bulldozed down the home. Cynthia, that fellow was the president, sort of like a like the residents of Family Association of representing all the people with homes in Samaria. So they sent a bulldozer in. They just bulldozed his home down. And certainly then why people are writing and saying, gee, how could you do this sort of thing? Why, you know, we've got to get the Defense Department to protect us. Ladies and gentlemen, the Defense Department in Israel is on the other side. Well, they want to get other people there. They think that they have representatives in the Knesset. They think that the Knesset represents certainly the Jewish people, and maybe the people in the Knesset, the elected representatives, can do something. And they really don't understand this is all controlled from the top. It's exactly like it is here in the United States, where we have the finest, certainly, politicians money could buy, and they say the right thing, and then they turn around and do the wrong thing time after time after time. And then people sit back and say, well, gee, now, why would they do that? I mean, why wouldn't they, why would they invite all these immigrants in from other countries and then give them special privileges and finance them, give them food stamps? And they do know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know any more than over in Israel. They want the Israeli people to realize that the leaders of the government are going to betray the people, a couple of 100,000 who live there in Judea and Samaria, and they're going to
350,000.
Great, go right ahead.
And the parallel you drew, there may be certain crossing points, but this is different. All right, and this is very different. It's not Mexicans coming across the border; it's Jews and other Jews. Look, I'm going to go into philosophy right now for a couple of seconds. I'm getting all irritated when I see what's become of my country. Look, what's going on is the propaganda is built on myths, and you've got to refocus, and you have to understand what is being done to Israelis and Jews. Now, the Jewish point of view, broadly held, is that, well, we have a country we can defend after the brutal Holocaust, and we're called back in defense of our country in God's name. Okay, that's the Jewish point of view. The Christians is, well, the Messiah won't return unless the Jews are in Israel as prophesied. And that's their point of view. And by the way, these two points of view don't really, really cross, but they both want an Israel for those reasons. But the reality is Israel was created by the most rotten, rotten Jewish forces. And those Jewish forces were cutting deals with Nazis. They cut an agreement called the Transfer Agreement, where they got their Jews to Palestine. They expected a couple more million to survive the Holocaust that they knew was coming. That's the reality. Israel was founded by utter, utter rot. And if you don't understand that, you don't know what's going on in Judea and Samaria together, because this rot, the Israeli people have rejected. They're politically, on a good day, they won't get 20% support. On a good day, the Israeli people don't want them in their lives largely, but they control, well, the banks, the financialists, they control the money, number one, and number two, they control the media, the mass media. And as small as their numbers are, their influence is way more powerful than the majority of the Israeli people. Now, that's the reality. If you don't start with that understanding, your delusions about the Messiah coming because the Jews were called back to Israel and the Jews believe they were called back to take a last stand against anti-Semites, all of that is nonsense. They were brought back by the look.
By wicked and evil people, bury with you. Yeah. We have no difference with you at all. We really believe that, I especially believe, you're absolutely right. I believe there really are evil and wicked people there who certainly brought the Israelis back. They had an entirely different agenda than anybody else did. But, you know, in the final analysis, I do believe there is a God. And somehow or other it's going to work out. I don't know how it is, but I feel so sorry for the people there, idealistic Jews who want this a homeland because of the Holocaust, and they're being betrayed by their leaders, in essence, is what you're saying. And I agree with you totally. I believe that the people who brought them back were totally evil, who could care less about the Christian ideas, a Christian Messiah. They had an objective, and we'll go right ahead. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Shamish. We're living in interesting times, a fascinating time from a spiritual point of view, and a very dangerous time for the people living in Israel and the people living in America. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is talking about there's a plan. There's who actually are there in the square next to the Wailing Wall. We call it the Wailing Wall, but basically, of course, there's a large square there where the Jews go, certainly, to pray. And, of course, the Christians go because this is a historic place. And now, apparently, there's a movement there to take half of that large square.
It's not a movement. They've already dug the foundation.
Right. Okay, so what are they going to put in there so that
we can be lucky because these foundations are going to result in a center for demographic dialogue and education. Can you believe this? They're going to put that phony baloney building of all the places to build that building next to the Western Wall Plaza. Let me continue with the article. The project threatens to shrink the dimensions of that plaza to half its current size and bring controversy to Judaism's holy site of prayer and worship. Look, guys, if you like the Western Wall, they're taking it piece by piece. Half the Western Wall Plaza is going to be a center for demographic dialogue, and the rabbi, Shmuel Rabinovitz of the Western Wall, has requested, I've never even heard of this, the National Construction Council to approve the removal of the foundations for Lieber House. They've already started the building.
We live in a world gone mad, Barry, and when you understand that, why it's much easier to make some sense out of what's going on, because otherwise it's totally madness. Go ahead.
Oh, it makes perfect sense to me. Believe me, you have to understand their side. You have to understand what they're up to. The Jews don't. Oh. They don't. It's a problem. I've been beating my head against the wall for so many years. I ran to Gaza week after week after week to talk to the Jews, to tell them to prepare. Stop being so infiltrated. It didn't help. I wrote a book called Bye Bye Gaza about my frustrations trying to get them to protect themselves. Well, I knew the game. I had caught on to the game by then. They still haven't caught on to the game. You're going to see the Lieber House go up. You're going to see the Western Wall complex shrunk in half before your very eyes.
And what a tragedy. We will agree on that, that's for certain.
We agree on everything. You just have to accept it from my point of view.
That's fine. Go right ahead, Barry. We have you on because we enjoy hearing your point of view. Then basically you're absolutely right. There's an element there within Judaism that are evil. We recognize that. We understand that. But go ahead.
You're a minority too.
Of course I'm a minority. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day trying to reach people to get them to hear. But at least if people hear the truth, they start out thinking I'm crazy. After a few months, they're afraid I'm not. But that's all right. If we can reach any one of them, we can reach. Hopefully we can change their life and change their outlook and maybe change the future of themselves and their families. And that's all I can hope to do. I'm not going to save the world. But I'm sure going to try. Go ahead.
You know what? You and Daisy, you actually should put on the show. You're very similar. And good similar. You've caught on to the game. Both of you know the game, and there aren't many of you out there. Now, where you're coming from, I just don't bring it up. But you both understand the rules of an alternate game. And that alternate game comes out our way every time. Let's go on. Another reader sent me this, a very astute reader. The new director of Hadassah Hospital. That's the largest hospital in Israel. Well, his name is Dr. Yoram Weiss. He was the spokesman when Ariel Sharon came into the hospital for a stroke on December 17, 2006, he told the media there is no immediate danger to the life of Ariel Sharon and became the spokesman, the cover-upper that led to the demise of Ariel Sharon. All right. Now, here's what my devoted reader wrote to me. He said, he's writing about the doctor who treated Sharon. He's been promoted, and it came out on January the 10th that Professor Weiss, an anesthesiologist. Now, look, I'm very grateful for anesthesia. But you don't become director of the biggest hospital in Israel if you're an anesthesiologist. oh, the games that are being played. Well, he is now the director of the biggest hospital in Israel. Just so you should know, let's do something that's, well, let's switch directions now. All right. Now, this is a story sent, actually, this has made a major newspaper, a right-wing newspaper, McCrory Sean, who, by the way, were always good to me. In fact, they put me, I was the headline of their weekend magazine. Good picture of me and all that kind of stuff. Well, they revealed that, now get ready, this is a complicated one. It's about Pope Francis. Now, you're aware that he's coming to Israel in early May, coming up.
Yes, I am.
Well, there is... Look, the source to McCrory Sean was Rabbi Sergio Bergman. He's a member of the Argentinian Parliament and a close friend of Pope Francis. It's a pretty good source, and they named him. Apparently, according to this source, Rabbi Bergman, Pope Francis apparently plans to heed Palestinian Authority calls and use his visit as a propaganda move for the PA against Israel. That is the basic story, but they go into details. Now, these details are a little shocking. The quote, the Pope intends to define himself as the Che Guevara of the Palestinians and support their, quote, struggle and rights. A Pope comparing himself to Che Guevara? A little shocking, but here is what is not shocking. It's a fact. In late December, let's say a month ago, the Pope announced that on his visit to Israel, he will not hold his mass prayer services in Israel. They should have been in Jerusalem. That's where every papal visit has seen their mass services. But no, not this time. It's going to be in the Palestinian Authority as a show of support in Bethlehem. Now, follow with me, folks. This is not minorly ironic. Most of the Christians have been driven out of Bethlehem by Muslims. What's he holding a mass there for? And then it gets even worse that Abbas declared that Jesus was a Palestinian. And I can assure you that that is not true. Look, McCrory Sean approached one source, and that's the deputy foreign minister. His name is Zev Elkin. And he's from Netanyahu's Likud party. And he denied it all. Here's from the article. He stressed that all official visitors are asked to stay balanced and, quote, not to dance at two weddings. I don't know what that allegory exactly means, but here's what he says. The deputy foreign ministers kept in touch with anything. Nonetheless, our role is to ensure that there won't be an unusual gesture, and we have the tools to do so, remarked Elkin. I'm sighing, but it's a sigh of discouragement, noting that talks are ongoing with the Vatican, which understands Israel would oppose such statements. Do you understand the delusion of that statement?
I think I do. Go ahead.
I don't have to dive into it.
Nope.
All right. But I will mention that the president of Israel, Shimon Peres, cut a deal with the Vatican to give up hegemony, sovereignty over four 41 sites in Israel. And I'm not saying give them up as tourist sites where you buy tickets. I'm talking about sovereign status. Look, on we go. Elkin further claims the Vatican has important interests that would prevent it from taking a blatantly anti-Israel stance. They won't want to endanger those interests. The interest is, well, you're going to get, ultimately, you're going to get a room on Mount Zion. You're going to get 23 seats in Jerusalem to be yours. All right, 23 sites in Jerusalem, that's what Paris is aiming for, and the government is slowly giving them up. Now, again, to your listeners, I know you're patient, but this point of view, you have to look at it. People aren't. This Vatican visit is going to be for a reason, all right? Now, last July, it was... Well, the reports were that the foreign ministry, remember, Elkin is the deputy foreign minister, signed an agreement to transfer part of King David's tomb located on Mount Zion to the Vatican. And if Elkin was part of that, well, he was just saying pretty talk. Give the folks what they want to hear. Look, above the tomb is a room which the Catholic Church claims the Last Supper occurred. I assure you, I've been to that yeshiva. It is not 2,000 years old.
I agree with you, but this is tradition. And basically, Chris, the question is, why are the Israelis going to give all of that land, all of these buildings, to the Catholics? And why do the Catholics want all that property instantly there when they already have the Vatican? Why do they want all that property in Jerusalem? There has to be some special spiritual significance of what's going on. Go ahead.
Oh, boy, you just hit a... I'm not going to go into the wider detail. You just hit a chord with me, and I certainly could answer your question about the wider significance, but I'm not going to now. What's going on, and look, my head is bursting. I'm sick of this knowledge. If people want to trust me, look at it all from a different perspective. There's another one out there. Now, Rabbi
Barry, we're getting towards the end of it. I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, and then we'll get back to the issues. But why don't you tell them how to get to your website, how they can get your books, how they can listen to your programs, and how they can support you through your PayPal button if they'd like to. But let's get that information out, then we'll get back to the issues. Go ahead.
Thank you. Look, my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box for 8 books right in Chamish. Chamish. That's my name. My latest book, and as I always say, I don't know why it wasn't included in the list, but it's separate. So you have to write Chamish, and here's the name of the book. The Stinger, Not the Stung. It's 7 months old. It's the latest I've got in print. My website is barrychamish.com, and yes, there's a PayPal button. And folks, you don't know how grateful I am for your support. It's the only way to get this point of view out there. And I'm living, believe it when I say, week to week and day to day and all that kind of stuff. So barrychamish.com. Now, how much time do we have?
Well, we got about 3 minutes, and then we got another 3 minutes, so go ahead.
All right, I'll time everything. Rabbi Yisrael Ariel, he invited me, and, I don't know why in retrospect, but he wanted to know about Rabin and what was going on in the country. So that's the Temple Institute. That's on Mount Zion. It's a pretty big yeshiva, actually. He warned that the Pope's visit may be timed for precisely such a transfer of ownership to occur. Look, this stuff with Elkin, they may be keeping everything from him. I sort of doubt it, but that, I don't know. All right, but the Temple Institute rabbi, I'm going to give his name again, Yisrael Ariel, said that the Pope's visit will be maybe, okay, not will, I'm maybe time for such a transfer of ownership. In other words, the second floor goes to the Vatican. He referenced something, and I think you should reference this too, the 2008 agreement by the government to relinquish control of the historic Russian compound buildings in Jerusalem to Russian control. That's where the courts were. It was, a major, major compound, a government compound in the heart of Jerusalem. The government handed over the buildings to the Russians. Again, the Russians control to this day. And they moved the courts, and they moved the agriculture ministry, and they moved the Society for the Protection of Nature. They all vacated the premises in 2011. And what Rabbi Yisrael Ariel is saying, it's been done before, it looks like it's going to be done again.
But the question is, why are Israelis giving up their property? And suddenly they won them fair and square. They've held them for many years. And suddenly they're beginning to turn them over to the Vatican, beginning to turn them over to the Russians. Big things are happening, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of property we're talking about there in Israel, certainly in Jerusalem. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish to wrap up tonight's program. But Israel is moving into very, very difficult times, very unstable times. And I want you to pray for the people of Jerusalem.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. Barry was simply pointing out the fact that President Obama's half-brother is Jewish. And basically, Obama's dad had four wives. One of them was Jewish. And suddenly this half-brother is Jewish because, of course, he got his Jewishness from his mother. And suddenly he's written a book about this, with the significance of this. I have no idea. It probably has no significance. It's just something of interest. I mean, the important thing you have to understand suddenly is that there are dark and sinister spiritual forces in the world today. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Certainly, you need to get Paul McGuire's book, which we carry now. It's called Prophecy and the Future of America. Prophecy and the Future of America. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have the book by James Perloff, Shadows of Power. And all of these books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. They'll take you into the invisible government that really runs America, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. Basically, they control literally everything. We go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidates of their choice. And if you've heard me say, between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Most of them belonged to the Council on Foreign Relations before 1977. Almost all the candidates, Republican and Democrat, came from the Council on Foreign Relations. And basically, these organizations work behind the scenes. They control the banks. We have six major banks that control 67% of the financial assets of our country. We have six or seven major corporations that control 90% of the media, and the average individual has very little idea of what's going on. But of course, that's the way it's supposed to be, because they want to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one world government. And behind that are powerful spiritual forces. Our telephone number, if you'd like to get my book, or certainly James Perloff's book, or the other books we mentioned, call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest my talk, on the Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan, or population control, the secret agenda. You need to get this information. You really need to get Malachi Martin's 4-CD set. It's entitled The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Malachi being a Catholic priest. These are 4 interviews we did with him, or 3 that I did, and 1 that our friend John Leffler had done with him. Fascinating information you're not going to get elsewhere to understand the Catholic Church. Certainly, if you read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, you begin to get some idea of what's going on in the Protestant Church. But we were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And you must understand that Christianity, Western civilization, the very survival of our country as we know it is under attack today. And there are going to be dramatic changes, certainly. There's going to be a major financial catastrophe. It's coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. And if you read the writings of people like Richard Haass, if you haven't read his article, certainly, where we're going to be covering that in our latest newsletter, and you'd like to get a copy of the February of the newsletter we'll be putting out this month, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, where we simply tell you what Richard Haass, President of the Council on Foreign Relations and member of the Trilateral Commission, says about the coming economic collapse. Those are his words. He says it's not a matter of if, but when it occurs, or not a matter of when, but if. It is a matter of if, not when, not if it's going to occur. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And if you're in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use your help so we can maintain our network of stations across America. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
I'll be grateful.
Gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It is 14 February. It's the Big V. It is Valentine's Day. Hope you did your duties. If you did,